Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the sixth shiur. We're discussing the sugya of Ein Ma'ar and Simcha B'Simcha. And the Yesod HaDvarim is that the Su'uda that we have on Yom Tov is not a stira to Simchas Yom Tov, because you're being happy with the Su'uda in order to enable you to enjoy the Yom Tov Masha'en Kein. When it comes to getting married, that is going to shter, that is going to impede your Simchas Yom Tov. You're going to be focusing on the girl, and not on the Simchas Yom Tov, and therefore one is not allowed to get married on the regular. But the Suda is not a stira, because that's not Ein Ma'ar Simcha B'Simcha, because the Suda allows one to be happy. And with this we can explain, that's the Yisod HaDvarim. With this we can explain the Beis Yosef and Tavkuf Mem Vav, the guy with the Machlokes Rishonim, we're allowed to make a Suda's Nesuin on the regular. And he says that since it's only a problem with the Rabbanan, so we're Makel. The Machlokes Rishonim, we're allowed to make a Suda's Nesuin on regular, but it's only the Rabbanan Dik, so we're Makel. So the Magen Avraham asks, "Sif Katan Dalid, what are you talking about?" Tosfos says, "I'm white Katan Dav Chesam Mit Beis Dibur Matzke Lefi that Ein Ma'ar Mitzimcha B'Simcha Zed Rosh Gemur Dairaisa." And so writes Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So how can the Beis Yosef say that it's only Mit Rabbon and he blies with the Tzarechi and he doesn't understand? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows: that the Beis Yosef holds that in fact the Jerusha itself is Menat Torah and it's Aser to be Sameach B'Shnei Dvarim B'Yom Tov V'Gam B'Yisha. That's true. That's only Gabi the Etzem HaNesuim, then the Simcha is Beishto. And it's Neged HaMischayiv, it's against what's required for Simcha Siyantav. But if the Simcha is Machmas HaSeuda, the Simcha HaSeuda of Nesuim is no less than the Simcha that comes by the Basar V'Yayin. Basar V'Yayin, that enables one to be happy with Simcha Siyantav. So here also, even though the Nesuim is the Sibas HaSeuda, but the Simcha Machmas HaSeuda Hiba, the Simcha is because of the Seuda, not because of the Nesuin. The Nesuin is the reason, it's the Siba Lemesiba. It's the reason you're having this party. But ultimately, the Simcha is the Simcha Seuda, and that's not going to be a Stira to Simcha Yom Tov. So even though it's a Nesuin, there's not going to be Erev B'Simcha Yom Tov. It's not going to be mixed in with the Simcha Yom Tov. It's going to be something separate. And therefore, if it's going to be Aser, it's only going to be Aser Mi De Rabban. And the Marashal also says that a Seuda without actually getting married is only the Rabban and the Marashal and Tosis in Ksubas Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And this Isser is like the Isser that we have in Sudas Erisin, that we have in the Brice 18b. And Mistamba, this Isser applies even according to the Man D'Yomer, that the Isser is Mishum B'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Lo B'Yishtecha, which is definitely nothing to do with the Seuda. That's why you're not allowed to get married in the regal. B'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Lo B'Yishtecha. What does that have to do with the Seuda? So why should the Sudas Erisin be Aser? You can see, if not for what the Magen Avraham writes, in Tavkuf Mem Vav Sifkan Alfa in Shalmakul, parenthetically. But the Pashtus, the Samat Bechayv Lishtecha, has nothing to do with Sudas Erisin. And also, there's another man, the Yomer, that you're not allowed to get married in the regular because of Bittul Pirah V'Rivya. That has nothing to do with Sudas Erisin. The Karen Ori is a Bikasha, and that was Bittul Pirah V'Rivya. You're going to push off your marriage until the regular, therefore, you're not allowed to get married in the regular. Why would then we be Asir Sudas Erisin? So, how do these Amoroim argue with the Brisa and Yudchasim and Beis that Asir Sudas Erisin? So, it must be that there's a separate Isser on a Suda that's done on Yantif, Lahedji and not Machmas Yamtif. So Klapizeh, the Beis Yosef writes, this is only a Mili Darabanan, and therefore you could be Makel. And therefore by Sudas Nesuin you could be Makel. The Gemara says explicitly Eris and Sasser, but Sudas Nesuin we can permit. Now, getting married, the actual act of getting married itself, Zeh Vade Menator. That's Sasser because it's a Jerusha Gemur, like we saw in Tosfos. The actual marriage, but here we're talking about the Suda, and the Suda is going to be a means to being happy, and that's not going to be, it's not going to shtei your Simchas Yom Tov. Adarav might enhance your Simchas Yom Tov, Akopanim. Even if it does shtei your Simchas Yom Tov, it's only going to be a problem to Rabbanan, and Memele we can be Megal. And in fact, the El Yerabba in Tavkuf Mem Vav writes, and the Kashya Magen Avraham, it's not shtei at all. The Midaraisa, the Yisr is only Nesuin, with the Sudas Nesuin, and not just a Suudas Nesuin. Suudas Nesuin alone is okay. It's not going to, not like the Magen Avraham says that it's Daraisa, but Daraisa is only the Etzem HaNesuin, but not the Sudas HaNesuin. Good. So Sudas Erisin, we don't make the Tachila, but if a person already gets married on before the Yom Tov, so then he can go ahead and make the Sudas HaNesuin. ועכשיו אנחנו מתקדמים שנראה שכל זה יש לו מקום רק אם נאמר שיסוד המצווה היא על שמחת היום טוב. שבזה כל שאין שמחוסוי, מחמס היום טף בלבד, חסר בקיום של חיוב שמחוסוי. So this all has a place only if we say that the yisod of the mitzvah is on simchas yom tov. So as long as the simcha is not machmas hayom tov alone, we lack a kiyum of the chiyuv simcha. In other words, what have we been saying until now? We've been saying until now that the problem of ein marvin simcha b'simcha is that you have to be happy with the yomtiv. And if you're happy because of something else, so that's a pagam in your simchas yomtiv. So mele, we don't allow marvin simcha b'simcha. So you can't get married on the regal. אבל אם נאמר שמה שכתוב ושמחת בחגיך, יקרו לא אשוויה בזמן המביא השמחה סיומטיב, אלא חיוב על האדם שבזמן זה יהיה בשמחו בטוב לבוב. Let's say we say, the fact that it says ושמחת בחגיך is not telling us something about the time, that this should be a time of שמחה סיומטיב, it's a creation on the day, that this day should be a שמחה דקדי. But rather, as we've been saying until now, but if you say that the chiv is on the person, that at this time you should be b'simcha b'tuv leivav, so then we don't care why he's happy, as long as l'maisa he's happy. Kol she l'maisa sameichu b'zman zeh zemaspik. If it's a din in the day, so you have to be happy machmas the yamtiv because of the yamtiv. But if it's a din in the person, so as long as he's happy, he's happy. He's mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore we can't answer al t'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Because the chiyuv is to be sameach at this time. And the maisa, he's sameach. So what does it matter why he's sameach? He's sameach. That's the ikar. V'klapei zeh, yeshna drasha, shel v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. So we have a din of ein marvin simcha b'simcho. And connected that, we have another din of v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. That's not a mute klape simchas ishtecha. Where does it say in the pasuk anything about your wife? And it also doesn't say only b'chagecha. It doesn't say only b'chagecha, and it doesn't say to be memayit your wife. So what's said in the pasuk over here? Ela, geder v'yesod b'mitzvah ne'amarka, v'hu, sh'amitzvahi, klape ha'simcha bo mechagecho. The simcha, the mitzvah, is vis-a-vis the simcha that comes from your holiday. V'lachen, gam im tehi simcha b'yomtif, aval ein ha-simcha d'chagecha, nizbat la-ha-mitzvah. Gevaldik meod, rabotai. What is v'samachta b'chagecha telling you? V'samachta b'chagecha is not just telling you be happy. You know, the goyim, and those who follow the goyim, they have parties. They have parties. Well, what are you partying? Well, what's the point of the party? So, of course, the correct answer is that people are so miserable that they want to forget their tzaras. But really, what's the point of this? So here the Torah tells us, don't just be happy. V'samachta b'ma b'chagecha. Be happy with your holiday. And memela comes out the drosha v'lo b'ishtecha. O memela yotzei mizeh di'ilav haikro. It emerges from this that if not for this pasuk, Ein kol makom la'asor nisun b'yomtiv mitzad ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Sheikaro sh'af api sheishna gam et simchas ha'yomtiv. V'kenal d'memeli ba mikom makom eruv simcha nosech v'sba mechaser et simchas ha'yomtiv. Sh'ne'emar azeh sh'tei b'shleimus. V'osagi b'ma sh'akopan miyashna gam simcha machmas ha'yomtiv. Aval ilo bai sh'tehizu simchas yomtiv. Harei simcha shleimahi. V'ein kol makom la'asor. V'lachin ba'al kurchenu sh'at roshe v'samachte b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha gam li'itecha moroyi. שרי זהו היסוד לגילוי הנוסף שישנו מקרא, דשלומו, דבוי שלמוס בשמחה דחגך, דלקה כשנסער ובשמחה אחרס. So the simcha has to be with the holiday, and if it's not in the holiday, then the mitzvah is canceled out. And automatically it emerges from this, that if not for this pasuk of v'samachta v'chagecha, there is no reason to aser nisuin on yomtif, because of ein ma'arv in simcha b'simcha. Which is telling us that even though we have Simchas Yomtiv, nevertheless, mixing in another Simcha diminishes the Simchas Yomtiv. The Simchas Yomtiv has to be B'Shleimus. And it's not enough that you also have Simcha because of the Yomtiv. But if it doesn't have to be Simchas Yomtiv, then it's a Simcha Shleima, and there's no reason to Aser. And therefore, the drosha of v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha is the other Amoraim would follow it as well, because that's the foundation of this new revelation that we have in the Pasuk of Shlomo, that there has to be a Shlemus of V'samachta B'chagecha that doesn't apply when there is another Simcha mixed in. In other words, the Samachta B'chagecha is the yisod of the Isser of according to the other Amoraim as well, not only the one who said V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo V'ishtecha. We have a Pasuk, V'samachta B'chagecha. What does the Pasuk tell us? V'samachta B'chagecha, the Pasuk tells us that you have to be happy with the holiday. And not with anything else. If you're happy with something else, then it's not a Shlemus HaSimcha. Avalulei haikra, en kol makom lekamash malan, mikra deshlomo, shein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha b'simcha samoi. That was the whole limud. Where do we learn? We learn ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha from Shlomo. But if not for the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha, there'd be no place for the chiddush of the pasuk of Shlomo that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha samoi. Ma'abaya, you're happy. The only way you know that you can't mix in another simcha is v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Ela de rabba barafuna de sfir le edishim shemineach simcha saregel v'osek b'simcha sishto leka b'zela tagilui mikra b'samachta shulein de boi simcha siyamtev v'lachin b'simcha sishto shi simcha gdola ha-mishakacha se simcha saregel k'loshen ha-rambam in the seventh paragraph of v'chas siyamtev. There's an absolute bittul of the kiyum v'samachta b'chagecha. Aval kol shi simcha p'chuta mizeh, kevan she'ein ba shichecha v'yesh ba gam misimchas haregel. Shapir yodami. So we learned in a previous year that there's a difference between the drasha of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha. And that is that v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha only asks is nesu'in. And ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha we learn from Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech wasn't suited as Nisuin. And that he was doicha that it wasn't on the Yom Tov. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. That everybody holds a V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo V'yishtecha. Meaning everybody holds that there, the Simcha has to be exclusively a Yom Tov Dika Simcha. It has to be a Yom Tov Dika Simcha. If we say it's your simcha, so what does it matter why you're happy? But that's why we have a drasha. And the drasha comes and tells us, no, v'samachta b'chagecha. You have to be happy with the Yom Tov. And everybody is going to agree. Why argue with that drasha? It's such a nice drasha. Everybody agrees to it. Just the Amora that says that it's mitzad, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because of Shlomo, is adding on. And he's saying, oh, I see from v'samachta b'chagecha that the joy has to be with the Yom Tov. So it's not only that we're going to ask her sudas, not only we're going to ask her nesu'in on the regel, but we're also going to even ask her lesser simchas, because they're also going to stay your simchas Yom Tov. So according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, so it's v'samachta b'chagecha b'lo b'yishtecha mishum sh'meniach simchas regelos simchas ishto. It's only a big simcha like simchas ishto. And that makes you forget the Simchas HaRegel. And that's going to be an absolute bittul of the Kiyum of V'samachta B'chagecha. But if it's a lesser Simcha, which you're not going to forget Simchas HaRegel, so then it's okay. But then we have the Gilui from the Pasuk of Shlomo. We have another opinion in the Gemara that says no. That it's not enough V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'yishtecha. We learn even more. We expand it. And we say V'samachta B'chagecha and also not other Simchas, even lesser Simchas. Even Chanukah Sabayis, which isn't necessarily a great simcha as getting married. You need a shleimus of a samachta b'chagecha. And therefore, you're not allowed to mix in other simchas. So the opinion of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha holds that you're not allowed to be married with simcha, even if it doesn't completely make you forget the simchas yom tov, even if it diminishes the simchas yom tov in some way. And according to the opinion of samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha, there it has to be, it has to make you mishakech legamrei simcha yom tov. It has to be a really big simcha, like ishtecha. But according to the other opinion, says, listen, the other opinion holds that we have ein ma'arvin simcha, we have v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo yishtecha that shows you have to be happy on Yom Tov, mitzad the Yom Tov, mitzad v'chagecha, and memela, we're going to learn from Shlomo that it's not only going to be simchas nesu'in, it's going to be other types of simchas as well, because first he did the 7 days of Chanukah HaMishkan, HaMikdash, And then he did the, and then there was Seder Sukkos. וזה מבואר ממה שכתוב במסכת מועד קטן, בדף ח'. The Gemara brings the Makor from the Pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech, that 7 days, 7 days. And then the Gemara asks, V'dilma minter lo menatrinan ve'echad isrami avdinan. Maybe you don't wait. In other words, you don't push off the Simcha to Yontif to make them clash. You don't do it premeditatively. You don't plan it out in advance. You don't wait with the Simcha until Yom Tov. V'heichad misravdi, but where it comes out. So maybe then really it's okay. If it happens to come out that the Simcha comes out at the same time as another Simcha, as Yom Tov, then it's b'seder. In other words, the Gemara is asking, maybe the whole din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha is only a din l'chatchila. It's not a din b'di'evit. U'lich'ora ino muvan, ki memanafshach. אם יש נודין של אין מערבין שמחה בשמחה, אז בוודאי בדיעבד. נכי תסי דת דין ואין מערבין שמחה בשמחה. שאולי בי הדין לכתחיל ענה לדין בדיעבד. עבד את זיו גנבי בדיעבד. עבד את גינה, you're not allowed to do it at all. What the Gemara says, no, maybe it's only לכתחיל, but בדיעבד it's בסדר. Comes out that way, comes out that way. מה פתאום? ואם אין דין כזה, and if there's no such din as אין מערבין שמחה בשמחה, so then it's not even such a din לכתחילה. So where do you get that? No, it's only din lechatchil and not b'di'evet. What's b'chal the Gemara's kasha? Mechitesi sheizi din lechatchil v'lo din b'di'evet. Aval lefi dvareinu ze mevu'ar heitev. Shevadai misvara mafchita simcha shniyat simcha ba mechamat yom tov. Logically speaking, now we can understand based on our yisod. Logically speaking, that the second simcha diminishes the simcha that comes out tiyantiv. And therefore, midin hidur mitzvah of simcha tiyantiv, you should definitely do lechatchila, you should ensure that lechatchila, your simcha be a simcha shleima. Velo lo yu simachot acherot, kilu she'mitarbevot kan. Aval le'inyan, shekol she'ein a simcha shleima yesh b'zeh bitul mitzvah. Okay, that's lechatchila, that's the hidur mitzvah. But to say that if it's not a complete simcha, it's a bitul mitzvah, because simchas yomtiv is only absolutely yomtiv dik, it has to be 100% yomtiv dik, and therefore even b'di'evid inam ariv another simcha, and that you need an explicit makor, and that's the kash of the Gemara. As the Gemara is saying, you're right. In other words, ideally you have simchas yomtiv. But who said it's the exclusion of all other simchas? Maybe if it comes out that there's another simcha during Yom Tov, so you're allowed to have that simcha as well. You're right, it diminishes your simchas Yom Tov a little bit, but that's beseder, because you still have your simchas Yom Tov. So for that, you need an explicit makor, and who says, therefore, that the simcha you're never even b'di'evet, you're not allowed to have a different simcha on the Yom Tov. And then the Gemara ends up saying, it's k'shivas yom, shivas yom, that it was planned out that they have to be separate, that it's even b'di'evet. So, sweet friends, this was the sixth leg of our journey. We would like to prove this mahalach from Etzem Divrei HaSugya, and that's going to be our avoida in the next shir. And we are going to see, sweet friends, continuing the flow of Smitoras Hashem, as we already have. And I thank you so much. And Sikum HaDvarim is that everybody agrees with the Samachta V'Chagecha V'lo V'Yishtecha. No, that's not subject to debate here. What's subject to debate between these two opinions is that the opinion of Shlomo HaMelech, that learns from Shlomo HaMelech, of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, is because he expands it. He says not only is it a Simcha Shlema, like getting married, that you're going to be completely set aside the Simcha Siyantav and be happy with your wife, but even a lesser simcha, like simcha chanukas habayis, even that's going to be aser. But again, it's miyusad, it's mevusas, it's founded on the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha, that it has to be dafka in the chag. Question is, how much simcha is allowed on the chag, other types of simcha is allowed in the chag? According to v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo v'ishtecha, only a simcha that's going to make you forget simcha's a chag. But according to the other opinion, no. Even a simcha that's not going to make you forget simcha's a chag, but it's going to diminish the simcha's a chag, that's also aser. And we saw that as a havamin, it's only din lechatchila. That only lechatchila, because so close off, you're happy with simchas achak. even if there's another simcha involved. But if it happens to come out that way, that another simcha comes out now, so then memeli yolada mix in the two simchas. So the Gemara searches for a makor that even b'diavad you're not allowed to mix in two simchas. Okay, and again, we're going to see this from the sugya of the Gemara, and I thank you so much for listening. This was gevaldik, gevaldik, Rabbi said, this is amazing, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.